non-rich people are sharing little signs of wealth. So if you have these things, some people say you got a lot of money, and it's pretty eye-opening.
Okay.
To what people say, oh, you have that? You're rich. So number one on the list, the fridges, the refrigerators with water in the door. If you have that, you're rich.
Person? Okay. I don't have that.
You don't have that?
No, I'm not rich.
You don't have ice on the door?
No.
How do you get your ice?
I buy it at the 7-Eleven if I need ice.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I have an ice tray.
No, I have like an old school ice tray I fill with water and I stick it in my freezer if I need ice.
But do you drink water out of the faucet?
Yeah, where else am I going to get water from?
Out of the fridge when it has the
no. Because
it has a filter in it and it filters when it comes out?
No, running faucet. Thank God I have running water. I put the faucet on, I put my glass under, water, instant water.
Wow. Okay, I'm looking at you different now. Number two, being able to buy something you need without having to ask yourself how badly do you need it?
Well, I mean, there's need and then there's need. You know what I mean? Like, I need. What do I need?
What was I just saying? You need coffee. You don't need boots.
Right. Well, I definitely need coffee. You know, my boyfriend needs me to have coffee. He needs me to not be uncaffeinated in the morning. So to keep my relationship sane, I need coffee in the morning. But you're right, I don't need boots, but I do because I saw these cute boots and they look so warm and my feet have gotten a little bigger.
So you need all new boots because you gained weight.
Well, I didn't gain weight in my feet. I'm just saying, like, you know, my
well, your feet got bigger because they're holding up more weight. They got flatter and wider. Kind of like a duck.
Get wider.
You look like a duck now with the flat feet and they're wide just to hold it up.
Duck boots, yeah.
Knowing what a duvet cover is and owning one.
That's nothing to do with being wealthy.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, so that must mean I'm poor.
No, you know what a duvet cover is.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so your blanket goes into another blanket, basically. Your blanket has a blanket. Your blanket has clothes. Does your blanket have clothes?
No, it doesn't.
I think probably your blanket has clothes, but you don't realize. If your wife was here, I would say, do you have a duvet? And she'd say, of course we do. Everybody has a duvet.
So you, okay. I don't know what it is, so I guess I don't have one.
But that's stupid because duvets are not expensive.
But when you don't have any money, you don't buy a duvet. You buy food.
Oh, I see. You don't buy your blanket clothes. You just have a blanket.
No, your blanket doesn't need clothes. You need clothes, not your blanket.
Right.
So the baby needs clothes, not your towels.
Got it.
Number four, going to a store to pick out furniture, like actually buying new stuff, not taking whatever you find on the street or garage sales.
I do not have one piece of new furniture in my apartment. I have, well, it's kind of nice. It's like every piece of furniture in my apartment is either from my parents' basement, friends of mine that were throwing stuff out. We have a lot of stuff that we found on the street that we've kind of refurbished. And then we moved into the apartment. The people before us just left stuff that we just kept all these years. They left it thinking we'd throw it away, but we actually keep it and use it.
I've actually bought new furniture because I didn't want to move the old furniture. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get all new furniture. So they have to deliver the furniture to the house because I don't want to move it. Number five, signs that you have money. This is what people without money say. Scheduling a doctor's office visit or seeing a dentist for anything other than an emergency.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's also a sign you're a hypochondriac.
Number six, hiring movers, especially the ones to pack all your shit too.
Yes. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I've had that.
I mean, you remember when we left Long Island, what did I do? I got a friend that had a truck and then I begged another friend of mine and they came out with my boyfriend and they put my stuff in my friend's truck and that's how I moved. Yeah, I've never hired a mover in my life.
I've actually had a mover to where I just take my keys and leave. I don't pack a thing.
Wow. Really?
I've done that a couple of times. Yeah. Done that a couple of times. Because when I get a job at a radio station, I say, if you want me to move there, you're going to have to move me.
Oh, they pay for it. Okay.
And they pay for it. Number seven, not knowing exactly how much money you have at any given time.
Oh, well, I mean, I know how much I have in the bank, but I don't never know how much I have in my wallet because I just, who pays with cash anymore?
Yeah, I have no clue. I pay with
Apple Pay or a debit card or whatever. So I never know how much cash I have. I actually went to lunch with a couple of friends of mine and they were like, let's split the check. How about putting my credit card and you guys can Venmo me or give me cash?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm going to have to Venmo you because I opened my wallet. I had a dollar in there. And I was like, oh, do I even have a dollar? I can't believe I have a dollar.
Yeah, I have no idea how much money I have. I have no clue.
How nice for you.
It could be a lot. It could be none. I don't know. Number eight, eating pizza because you want to, not because it's $2.
Oh, well, yeah, I do that. Like if I'm in the mood for pizza, I just order in a pizza. Yeah.
Ordering an appetizer or dessert at a restaurant in addition to an entree.
Is somebody else paying or am I paying?
You're paying. People who have a marble counter island in the kitchen.
I'm only laughing because my kitchen is the size of an island. If I put an island in my kitchen, I'd have to stand on top of the island to get to the refrigerator.
Having teeth that don't have constant pain.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'm rich because I'm always at the dentist. But see my previous answer about always being at the doctor all the time.
Having a basketball hoop in the driveway. People see that as somebody who has money.
Yeah, I don't have a driveway.
Not only do you not have the basketball hoop, you don't have the driveway or the basketball.
Nope, got none of that.
Showing my age here, somebody says having a shower in your house. Back in the day, only people with money had showers. We only had bathtubs.
Oh, that's what somebody wrote in there? But yeah. Everyone has a shower now, so that's stupid.
No, my grandparents, up until a couple of years ago, they didn't have a shower.
I've never heard of that in my life.
No, they didn't. It was just that cloth tub, and that was it.
What?
They didn't even have a faucet with cold and hot. They had a cold and a hot. So if you wanted to wash your hands, you had to put cold and then hot in your hand at the same time. You had to mix in your hand.
I've only seen in like movies and in like kind of kitschy restaurants or whatever bathrooms and like kitschy restaurant bathrooms. But I've never seen anybody ever that did not have a shower. I feel like a shower is the minimum, and the wealthy people also have a tub.
Oh, so the tub now is the wealthy.
If you live in New York City and you have a tub, oh my God. Like if you have a bathroom that also has a tub, whoa. You got money, honey.
Signs that people say you might have money. Being able to get a new mattress.
Oh, it's funny because we were just talking about how we've had this mattress since we moved into this apartment 9 years ago. And we're like, should we turn the mattress like every couple of weeks? And we're like, one day we'll buy a new one. We just keep flipping it.
Having snacks in the house a week after grocery day. That's a sign that you have money.
Well, that's not about money. That's about self-control.
Then people say if you go on vacation and you're not visiting family. So okay. If you actually go to the beach, but vacations mean you have to go visit your grandparents. So that's the only vacation that you have.
In 10 years, I took 2 vacations. One was to visit my boyfriend's parents. The other was to visit my parents.
See, you didn't have a vacation. You had to visit relatives.
Who paid for our flights, by the way.
Okay. Speaking of relatives, I want to get your side on this. So it's already begun. We're not going to do Thanksgiving at the parents. The issue is I have a brother and I have a sister. The brother's family is vaccinated. Sister's family is not vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So right. The parents don't want to do Thanksgiving at the house.
Okay.
So, but now they're talking about Christmas. So a list was sent out. All right. The sister's family has to bring this stuff. My family has to bring this stuff. My brother's family has to bring this stuff. So they're planning on Christmas. Is it wrong for me to send a text to everybody and say, I want to see who's been vaccinated or who's not been vaccinated?
No, it's not wrong at all. But you don't need to do that. You know the answer. Your sister and her family are not getting vaccinated. So you can be sure that they're not going to be vaccinated come Christmas either.
Okay. So if they're not vaccinated at Christmas, is it wrong for me to walk into the house Christmas morning with a mask on?
What do you mean is it wrong? You absolutely have to go in with a mask on. But the truth is, she's more at risk than you are.
I understand you
definitely,
that. But
yeah,
I'm going to start something the minute I walk. My whole family is going to walk into that room all with masks on. We're going to start something. You know, it's not going to be very Christmassy.
See, that's fucked up. Like, if your family is not okay, so you have to be okay that they're not vaccinated, but they can't be okay that you guys want to wear masks. Does that sound fair to you? Does that sound right?
That's a good way to look at it. So we should walk in with masks on.
You know, a friend of mine came in from LA this week and I haven't seen him in a long time. And his wife is worse than I am with stuff. Like I'm a little like, you know me, I'm a hypochondriac anyway, to begin with. So the minute COVID hit, I was like, that's it, I'm never leaving the house. And I've been hiding under my bed for a year. But I go out, I do stuff, I go out for dinner. She still hasn't even done that. And he said, we're at a place right now where whatever anyone's comfort level is, you just have to be okay with it. You can't pretend that this is all brand new, that you've never heard of any of this. Mm. Some people want to walk around with no mask. Some people don't want to get vaccinated. Some people don't care if they get COVID or not, you know, and I guess that's their right to, if they want to get COVID, they can get COVID. You can't tell people not to get sick if they don't care.
Right.
But in the same way, then other people who want to wear two masks when they're indoors, or a mask when they're outside, or, you know, whatever. I mean, everybody I know is getting boosters this week because now it's 12 plus here in New York. So everyone's made appointments for boosters.
Mm-hmm.
Ours are next week. We can't wait. So, you know, but you have to be okay with everyone's comfort level. You know, if somebody wants to wear a mask, not wear a mask, clean their groceries, not clean their groceries. I mean, there's still people walking around, old people walking around the city wearing gloves, like the rubber ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean,
should we walk in with that, with the gloves
that would be
and
hilarious.
The mask?
That'd be pretty funny.
I'd love that.
Well, you could ask your sister's family to get tested.
No, that's not going to happen.
They're not going to get tested?
That's not going to happen. No, I mean, I just think walking in, it's going to be just a shit show when we all have masks on.
No, you have to say, I'm going to be okay with the fact that you're not vaccinated. You have to be okay with the fact that I'm wearing a mask. You do what you want. I'm going to do what I want for my family.
There's a new video in Australia now about anti-vaxxers. Shit that anti-vaxxers say.
Okay.
Hey, Lachlan, are you ready for a trip to New Zealand?
Yep.
Got your bags?
Yep.
Got your passport?
Yep.
Double vaxxed up?
Nah.
What?
That shit gives you ringworm.
Where did you hear that?
It's gone around in the circles.
What circles?
The forums.
You need to be fully vaccinated to travel internationally.
Yeah, well, I'm worried it's going to give me ringworm. That's valid.
No one has gotten ringworm from the vaccine.
The vaccine was just created. We don't know the long-term ringworm-related side effects yet.
Do you realize how fucking stupid you sound right now?
Just because you're willing to risk ringworm doesn't mean you can force it onto me. We don't all want ringworm, mate.
It's a safety precaution that's been proven safe and also extremely effective at saving lives.
That's bullshit.
Says who?
The forums.
What forums?
The forums.
The blogs.
Right.
The blogosphere.
The fuck is the blogosphere?
Look, mate, I just don't trust it.
Do you trust the brake pads in your car?
I know where this is going.
You know how brake pads work?
Do you trust the brake pads in your car?
Do you understand that there are a series of safety checks a brake pad design has to pass before it goes into production? And if that makes it into a car, it has been professionally certified as a safe brake pad to use.
It's not the same thing.
Tell me how the fuck that's not the same thing.
The whole vaccine thing is suspicious. It happened too fast.
Right.
It's past safety regulation, just like Panadol, you melon.
Well, I just don't trust it.
So you're scared?
I'm not scared.
Well, what is it then?
All right, I'm a little scared.
Yeah. If you get the vaccine, you inherit a small risk. But if you don't, you pass a risk 1,000 times bigger onto the people of the community. So stop thinking of yourself. Grow a pair of nuts and take the risk.
I don't understand. So if you wear a mask at Thanksgiving, what are they going to, what could they say to you that you couldn't turn around and say right back to them and be like, okay, anti-vaxxer. Like you can just, you can be worse to her. The problem is you're too nice and you don't like conflict. You got to bring me with you.
Oh, I have to go with you. Not, no, because we would be gone in 10 minutes. It's just, here's presents and I have a nice day. We would leave.
No, I need to go with you and I need to be the person that gets in her face and tells her what I think. Because that way I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
And then you could just be like, doo, 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 Merry Christmas, everybody.
But then she'll come back and say,
but I don't want to get ringworm. Oh.